This is an iHeart podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, it feels good. It feels good to only be a third of the way done because I have so much more to say. Now, as you've heard, as I mentioned briefly, Biden got up today and got his booster shot in front of everybody, which is interesting because he also said this today.
Some of our friends in Congress say we don't need COVID funding, or they say there's really no reason that the government should be paying for it. I strongly disagree. This is a global health emergency.
That's so weird, because I distinctly remember this guy, this was like a month ago, saying this.
The pandemic is over.
But anyway, that's not the point of all this. We don't need to play childish gotcha games. That's what everyone else does. Instead, we're going to be childish in a totally different way. We're going to be childish in a way that makes me look really, really good. Now, Chris, were you able to find a date on this prediction? It was old, though, wasn't it? You may remember this. Longtime listeners of the show will remember this. This was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, when they were in the middle of this huge vaccine push. And they were trying to scare everyone to death. And they were, of course, lying through their teeth about it. The vaccine, you won't get corona. You won't spread corona. The vaccine's a miracle. And I, as the oracle, I came on the radio and I said this. It never ends. There's not an end date for it. Look, and don't think to yourself, well, that's just New Zealand. It's already coming here. I've been telling you forever. The end goal is a subscription service, basically, an annual COVID vaccine. A subscription service. Chris, why did you fade me out in the end? That was the money part. An annual COVID vaccine. That's what I said, Chris. Now people are going to accuse me of being liars because you turned it down to try to make me look bad. Well, whoever that smart guy was on the radio, man, did he call it. Here was Joe Biden from today.
And if you're fully vaccinated, get one more COVID shot once a year. That's it.
Once a year. Huh. That's so weird that he got the booster today. And then he got up there and he told everybody that they needed one once a year because I saw this news and, man, if I didn't know better, I'd think this was all about money. Pfizer plans to sell its COVID vaccine at 10,000% markup in 2023. Just so you understand, I did not misread that. Although I am stupid and uneducated, I read that verbatim. 10,000% markup in 2023. So what are you actually seeing here? Well, maybe you feel like doing a little homework. I mean, homework sucks, but do you feel like doing it? You want to do a little homework? You don't have to. If you want a little interesting experiment, do a little internet search action and go look up lobbying of the U.S. federal government by industry and see who's number one. See who's comfortably number one. You may just notice something. It looks like these huge pharmaceutical companies spend inhuman amounts of money on politicians. They spend a lot of money on them, which is odd because now the president of the United States of America is telling America they need to buy something from those pharmaceutical companies once a year. Oh, but look, the pharmaceutical companies are also announcing they're jacking prices up through the roof. If I didn't know any better, I would say this almost looks like some sort of a syndicate of some kind. It almost seems like they're colluding to line each other's pockets, and you and me are getting screwed. Chris, am I misinterpreting that? I certainly don't want to be a cynic. Call me a cynic, but it sure seems like they're all looking out for number one and not you and me. You don't honestly still believe any of this stuff, right? Get the vaccine. It'll stop you from getting coronavirus. Okay, it won't stop you from getting coronavirus, but it'll stop you from spreading coronavirus. Okay, it won't stop you from spreading coronavirus, but you won't get as sick if you get it. Okay, it wears off faster than juicy fruit gum, so you need one every 5 months, but after that, it should be fine. Wait, no, never mind. You're going to need another one. All right, hold on, we messed that up too. Whoops, my bad, totally on accident. You're going to need another one. Okay, you know what? Just every year. Just plan on getting one every year. Oh, look, Pfizer raising their prices through the roof. It looks like this whole thing is working out pretty well. For everyone but you, obviously. It works out terribly for you. But hey, if you feel like having a swollen heart, it's all up to you, I suppose. Now, let's get to a couple emails. Emails. Chris, sometimes my words don't come out right. And I'm not sure exactly why that is, but if you're asking why I'm getting to some emails right now, since it's a little earlier than I normally do, it's because I'm avoiding the next two subjects like the plague. What are they going to be? Oh, they're happening here in just a few minutes. One, world's largest steel manufacturer. They have some words of warning. Who are these guys? The Jesse Kelly Show over there? They have warnings about what's coming in the economy, and it's not good at all. I've been telling you about this. And the other subject I'm going to avoid, because it's going to be me being right again, is Trump took a little shot at Heavy D today. And if you're a Trump fan or a Heavy D fan or a Jesse Kelly Show fan, none of this will be surprising to you because you knew it was coming because I told you it was coming. Let's get to a couple things real quick. First, email this. This email says this is about my sky is green theory. It's not about convincing you the sky is green. It's about making you too afraid to say it isn't. That's an excellent email, and it's not wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. They want you to believe the sky is green, and that will be very, very effective on many people. But it is true. If they can't get you to believe it's green, they just want you to be too afraid to say it's blue. You see this everywhere. Frankly, maybe you've experienced it. Maybe you're in the middle of it right now. Are there things, truths out there, obvious truths you won't say because of fear? And I'm not judging you for that. Don't take that as me looking down on you. Ah, you worthless coward. Again, like I was talking about earlier, I'm allowed to come on here and say whatever I want. I joke about getting fired or whatnot. I never get phone calls telling me I'm getting fired. I get phone calls, texts, and emails from the suits telling me we're killing it. Killing it. We're doing just fine. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. That means it's not courageous to come on the radio and say these things. What, because some communists are going to send me death threats? I don't care about that. What's courageous is saying uncomfortable things when it might hurt you a lot. It might hurt you a lot. Are there things, are there obvious truths you won't say? No judgment here. You have a family to feed. I'm not judging you, but did your company require you to put your pronouns in your email signature? If they did you do it? Are there things you won't say to friends, family members, neighbors? Obvious truths where you're right and they're wrong, but you won't say it. Let me ask you this. You don't need to tell me, obviously. This is between you and you. It's just for you. What do you say to friends and family members about January 6th? Because the only acceptable line for normal society is it was this dangerous insurrection. We almost lost America, the darkest day since the Civil War. When that's ridiculous. Cops were murdered. No one let those people in. All of that is ridiculous. It was an extremely peaceful thing. The violence you saw on TV, there's plenty of video out there now. My buddy Nick Searcy actually made a movie about it. Much of the violence you saw on TV was egged on by the cops and instigators out there. There are plenty of video of the Capitol Police opening the doors for people and welcoming them inside of the Capitol. These are the facts, not opinions. Cops were murdered. Not a single cop was killed that day. Cops died of strokes and suicide after. No cop was killed that day. Ashley Babbitt, an armed veteran, was, however, shot that day in a completely unjustified shooting. Now, those are all truths that might make you look like a wingnut to friends, neighbors, family members. Do you say them? Are you willing to say them? You say them at the office? And I'm not encouraging you to. I don't want you to lose your job for the cause or anything like that. I'm not encouraging you to. Do you save them? That's the problem if we're too quiet. The silent majority that we'd like to brag about being we've bragged about that for far too long. It's been silent for way too long. The silent majority really needs to be a loud one. Otherwise, lies win. Now, let's talk about Trump and Heavy D circling around each other just like I told you they would before we talked about that. Let's talk about shrimp. Yes, because shrimp is delicious. It's healthy. Chris also isn't allowed to eat it because Chris is Jewish, which makes it even more fun when I order it for the office. I actually did this yesterday. I got a bunch of shrimp, brought it into the office. It was my Biloxi shrimp from the house. I brought it into the office and said, hey, guys, brought some shrimp. Oh, sorry, Chris. That's too bad. You have any idea how much fun that is? Plus, it's American shrimp from American Shrimpers. 95% of the shrimp you buy and eat is from overseas, mostly communist countries, I mean, not Biloxi. Biloxi shrimp right out of the Mississippi Gulf. Family people who share your values. And it's the best shrimp because it's from right here at home. 10% off. They have a bunch of different bundles and options available on the website. But go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off the whole order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo Jesse.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email me whatever you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats. All are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, well, you can download it. They have podcasts of the show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Just remember the most important thing on iTunes after you subscribe and whatnot. Leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing in detail how handsome I am. Now, just one more thing on the January 6th protesters. Tennessee man sentenced to 4 years in prison after spending 22 minutes inside of the Capitol. 4 years in prison. Taken down by the FBI's Memphis field office, arrested on January 13th. Are you comfortable speaking out on this man's behalf? If not, if we're not comfortable speaking out on our political prisoners' behalf, even ones who did something stupid, then what are we, right? You ever heard of Jeremy Brown? You know who Jeremy Brown is? Freaking stud Green Beret facing hard prison time in Florida. Didn't even enter the Capitol building. Stud. We have political prisoners in this country. I actually, you know what? I'm going to play this real quick because I thought this was hilarious. State Department Rep Ned Price, listen to what he had to say today about Saudi Arabia.
We have made consistently clear to Saudi authorities that the freedom of expression should never be criminalized. The exercise of a universal right like freedom of expression should never be criminalized.
People are going to jail for sharing memes about January 6th. Or they're getting in trouble for it. They're getting knocks on their door from the FBI. There's a guy who didn't. I interviewed him on TV. I'm not going to give out his name because I think he's getting quiet now. But there's a guy who did not enter the Capitol grounds on January 6th. He is possibly facing 80 years in prison. 80. 80. We are going to lecture the Saudis about rights?
We have made consistently clear to Saudi authorities that the freedom of expression should never be criminalized. The exercise of a universal right like freedom of expression.
If you showed up at a rally at the Capitol because Donald Trump invited people to a very legal rally at the Capitol, and the Capitol Police at some point in time stepped aside and threw the door open for you, you didn't do anything but what you were told you were allowed to do. Now, I realize people did commit crimes that day. I am not naive, and I'm not saying, you know, nobody gets in trouble for anything. But what's happening right now to these people being held up, being led like lambs to the slaughter, being, you know what they're doing to them? They're doing what the Syrians used to do when they used to skin people alive and hang them from the city gates as a message to others. That's what's happening right now to the January 6th political prisoners in this country. You understand that we are as bad as Russia right now, right? We talk all the time about Vladimir Putin, that psycho Putin, having his political opponents arrested. Democrats have been arresting their political opponents with intimidation tactics for years now. Not just January 6th people, school board parents. They're out there arresting pro-lifers. I don't think with a good conscience I can come on here anymore and complain about the human rights or civil rights abuses of other nations. How could I do that? How could I do that when that's us now? Oh, and did I mention they're now all over the television set calling for other nations to come in and monitor our elections just because they think they're going to lose big. Listen to this insanity.
The threats to our elections in, 2.5 weeks are so pervasive and they're so dire and they include violence. I mean, do you think it's time to ask for friends and allies to come over and help us monitor our elections?
That's Nicole Wallace. Oh, in case you thought that was a one-off, here's former Senator Claire McCaskill.
If people don't show up and vote in November in these midterms, we will have to have other countries sending monitors to America to watch our votes.
And we're talking about the corruption of other nations? These people, just because they're about to lose an election, they're talking about sending foreign armies onto American soil to intimidate you while you vote. Are we comfortable speaking out about these things? All right. Hey, Oracle. I've normally listen to your podcasts Tuesday to Friday while at work. I picked a Monday shift, went to find your podcast. Problems Tuesday, so on and so forth. Anyways, how dare you tell us you have scars on your finger from a mongoose and not tell us how? Also, atone for that mistake by letting the bar eat. Someone else called me out about the mongoose thing. I did not realize I said mongoose yesterday. It was actually a ferret that attacked my finger when I was a kid. We had ferrets. I was sticking my finger through the cage. Ferret latched onto my finger, started tearing my finger apart. My dad heard me screaming and yelling, and he came running out and punched the carrot through the cage, which is sweet. That's such a dad move. But now that I said mongoose, mongoose sounds so much cooler. I think I'm going to stick with the lie version, Chris. We can lie, right? No, I was attacked by, you know what? 10 mongooses. Or are they, Chris, is it mongeese? Is the plural mongeese? I went to community college. We should probably look into that. Anyway, it was a mongoose the size of a bear. And I fought him off with my bare hands. You know what I should have done? I should have pulled out my hero gun and shot him in the chest. The hero gun will take down a mongoose. At least I hope so. I can't verify that. I know it'll take down a person. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. So in the very least, it's going to hurt a mongoose. But in all seriousness, it will stop a human being, a violent one who wants to hurt you bad. It'll stop that human being who wants to hurt your daughter, your mother, your husband, your wife, your son you sent off to college. Don't just buy a hero gun for the person you love. Make them carry it. Carry it. Carry it. Don't let it collect dust. A hero gun or a hero arrow. I love that one. It's a little smaller. It's more shaped like a remote. It shoots this pepper gel blast. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Get these for the people you love. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. All right, I'm finally going to get to the Trump DeSantis stuff next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And by the way, I am aware. Well, wait a minute. You might not be aware, but as a journalist, it's my job to make them aware, Chris.
It's
it's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
I'm well aware there are two major debates with national significance going on, really as we speak. Kathy Hochul is debating Lee Zeldin to be governor of New York. Oz is debating Fetterman in Pennsylvania to be senator there. Look, if we get any juicy sound bites tonight, we'll bring them to you. If not, we'll bring in some highlights tomorrow. Now, this was a highlight from a debate. I don't generally do a lot of these, especially now, but here was a highlight from a debate that I thought was pretty interesting. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, affectionately known as Heavy D around these parts, he debated the human piece of beef jerky known as Charlie Crist in Florida the other night. Crist is one of those people, he's switched parties so many times, I mean, it's confusing. Either way, the race is a foregone conclusion. Yes, if you're in Florida, go vote, of course. Don't take anything for granted, but Heavy D's going to blow Charlie Crist's doors off because Heavy D's been an outstanding governor. This little moment I thought was interesting, though.
Ron, you talk about Joe Biden a lot. I understand. You think you're going to be running against him. I can see how you might get confused, but you're running for governor. You're running for governor, and I have a question for you. You're running for governor. Why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full 4-year term as governor. Yes or no? Yes or no, Ron? Will you serve a full 4-year term if you're reelected governor of Florida? It's not a tough question. It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
We did not agree on the candidates asking each other questions. Governor, it's your turn.
Well, listen.
Yeah, there's a reason he wouldn't answer the question. He's going to run for president. Now, there's something I've been telling you for a while. Long-time listeners of the show will know this. So for you newbies, allow me to give you just a quick down and dirty version of it. Donald Trump is running for president again. That's not exactly news. You knew that, I'm sure. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you knew that. Donald Trump feels like he has every right to be president, feels like he got screwed in the 2020 election, and feels like that seat rightly belongs to him. Donald Trump makes very good points about all that. You could easily make the argument, and maybe you're a hardcore Trump person, that Donald Trump deserves to be in there, especially after he got done so wrong in 2020. Heavy D, governor of Florida, has been the de facto leader of the Republican Party for 2 years now. He has been. I don't care about your opinion on it. He has. Every governor in every state now does whatever Heavy D does. About a week later, after Heavy D does something, they'll say, oh, wow, he's smart. That's popular. And they'll go do it, too. He's the young, hot shot, new guy. And Heavy D also believes he should be the next president. Heavy D also, just like Donald Trump, can make a great case for why that's the case. Now, I know what you're probably saying right now. It's a normal thing to say. You don't need to be ashamed or embarrassed, but you should know that if you're thinking this, it's stupid and wrong. Jesse, why don't they just join forces for a Trump-Heavy D super ticket? Look, that's what you want. And to be honest, I'd be thrilled with that too. But we don't get the things we want. We have to reside firmly here in the real world. And it's my job as America's dad to explain the real world to everybody, even when it hurts. Donald Trump is a type A alpha personality. He believes he should be president and he's running for president. Heavy D is another ambitious type A alpha personality who believes he's running for president. And I'm, about 70% sure, I do have inside information on that he's also running for president. They're going to have to fight. You can love that. You can hate that. I will tell you, I love it. I think it's wonderful because my loyalty is not now, nor will it ever be, to any politician. Not Donald Trump, not Heavy D, not anybody. My loyalty is to my country that I need saved. I'm desperate to save it. What's the best thing for the salvage of America? If we're going to save America politically, what's the best thing we can have? The best Republican possible running up against the Democrats. You know what will give us that best Republican possible? a nasty, vicious primary where they beat the crap out of each other. Oh, Jesse, that'll just split the votes or split the money. Really? 2016 was the nastiest Republican primary I've ever seen in my life. And at the end of that, Donald Trump was president of the United States of America. You think it'll split votes. It makes you uncomfortable watching them fight. Heavy D should be on stage and we should see if he can handle the Trump assault, which will come. Donald Trump should be on stage and we should see if he can handle Heavy D's criticisms of him, especially COVID criticisms. And at the end of these debates, you know what? We will win because we will have the best candidate possible. But it doesn't matter whether you like that or not. It's coming. And this is part of the reason why it's coming. Part of the reason is the media is going to goad them both into it. They'll do this. Every single interview now, because the media loves when Republicans fight each other, every single interview now, Donald Trump is going to be asked about Heavy D. Doesn't matter what he's doing. Doesn't matter what the interview is about. So, Ron DeSantis. Hey, what about Ron DeSantis? What about Ron DeSantis? Every interview DeSantis gives here in the future, especially after he wins his election, he's going to be asked about Donald Trump. Hey, do you see what Trump said? Hey, what about Trump? Trump this, Trump that. Trump said this, Trump did this. What do you think about that? The media poking them in the ribs and poking them in the ribs and poking them in the ribs. And eventually, one or both of them, they're going to snip. They're going to start snipping at each other. They're going to do, right now, they're going to mostly do the, well, we're all friends thing. But eventually one of them's going to say, maybe it'll be Heavy D, maybe it'll be Trump. Oh, I don't know about that guy. Something maybe even innocuous, something not even that offensive, but the other guy's then going to be offended. And then the war of words begins. And then you'll know we're in the early stages of what is going to be a brutal primary for 2024. Here's maybe the first of these. This is not the last. By the way, because I'm such a generous person, Chris, I might take some phone calls tonight if you want. Just don't suck. 877-377-4373. Remember, get right to the point. No small talk. 877-377-4373. Trump is, he really hates this Joe O'Dea. O'Dea, I don't know how to say the guy's name. He's a Republican running for Senate in Colorado. Apparently this Joe guy in Colorado took some shots at Trump out of nowhere, which is never a smart idea because you know Trump's just going to come right back and give it to you both barrels. So Trump, while this guy's in a race for Senate, goes back and blasts away at him. Okay, no big deal. Trump's in a fight with somebody. Not the first time we've seen it. Won't be the last. Heavy D just announced that he's endorsing the guy for Senate. What happens today? Today, you can go ahead and mark it. What's the date? October 25th. Today, you can go ahead and mark it. Today was day one of the wee little shots going back and forth because Donald Trump linked to an article that said DeSantis endorses O'Dea in Colorado Senate, bucking Trump. And then Trump put up something on social media saying a big mistake with an exclamation point. Small, not a big deal, nothing vicious yet, but that's only because vicious hasn't begun. It's coming. I'm telling you that not to dishearten you, to prepare you. When they start ripping each other to shreds and they get in the primary and you get your anxiety up because you're worried every time they fight, we're losing. Just remember, iron sharpens iron. The best thing in the world for Trump will be a tough primary against a legitimate candidate. The best thing in the world for Heavy D, if you want to prove you're the man, well, go beat the man. The best thing for Heavy D will be taking on and defeating Trump if he can. May the best man win, because then in the end, you win and I win. That's the goal. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the first call I go to, you should know, first, full disclosure here, I'm going to be downloading that Hall & Oates song on my phone when you go into your questions. Just know that I am half listening to you, okay? I am that kind of a person. I also promised you if there were any juicy debate nuggies that we'd give you a cut. What, Chris? I like that word nuggies. It makes me feel good. Wait a minute. I actually wish I'd put that totally different now. Anyway, Lee Zeldin debating Kathy Hochul in New York. Remember, Super Blue New York, the polls are really, really, really close. Daggone, Lee, he came to play tonight.
Well, listen, you ask the will of the people, they want to see reform. Even Mayor Adams says that judges should have discretion to weigh dangerousness. I don't think that if you're two Mexican cartel drug smugglers busted with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, that you should just be instantly released on cashless bail. Now, Kathy Hochul supports cashless bail. As soon as it got implemented, she was out there bragging about it. She chose the champion of the defund the police movement and the architect of cashless bail, Brian Benjamin. Yeah, that guy who got arrested and had to resign. That was her first big decision to make him the lieutenant governor. We need to repeal cashless bail. We need to repeal the HALT Act. Amend raise the age and less is more. We need to make our streets safe again. I'm running to take back our streets and to support unapologetically our men and women in law enforcement. This is about all of us together, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, as New Yorkers, to make sure our streets are safe again, to make sure our subways are safe again. This is our opportunity. 2 weeks from tonight, we can continue with the status quo where they believe they haven't passed enough pro-criminal laws, or we could take control of our destiny and make sure law-abiding New Yorkers are in charge of our streets again.
Ooh, man, I'm uncomfortable myself for Kathy Hochul. All right, I'll get to the calls in a second. Real quick before I get to the calls, let's do one good thing tonight, huh? Before we get to fart sounds and phone calls, let's do one decent thing. Let's save someone's life. I actually have, you know what? I'm going to go to this one first. Nick in Spokane, go.
Hey, Jesse. So my wife, we've been married about a year now. And we finally got pregnant. But she's uncertain about the economy and kind of wants an abortion.
Okay.
And since then, I haven't been able to get her to go to church.
Okay.
And it's really hard.
Yeah, that would be brutal. First of all, congratulations on the pregnancy. Second of all, if you can't get her to go to church, you might have to go to church and bring the church to her and have people praying for her. But third, if this is an economic decision, have you had an ultrasound yet? Have she gone in for an ultrasound yet?
We have one scheduled next week.
Okay. Do me a favor, Nick. Call or email after that ultrasound. I bet you money she will choose to give that baby a chance at life. I bet you money she will. Last a week, and I bet you you're going to have a new baby. You know that?
I really hope so, man. I really hope so. I have a 5-year-old.
And you will. You will. I'll tell you what, the Jesse Kelly Show people, we are all going to pray for you tonight. If you wouldn't mind, add Nick in Spokane, Washington to your prayer list that you would change, that his wife's heart would be changed when it comes to their baby, because every baby deserves a shot at life. Now that leads me, before I get to these other phone calls, perfectly into preborn and what they do. We have abortion clinics across this country, sadly. By the grace of God, many are closing. But there are still many of them available for people. People, I mean, maybe like Nick's wife, who want to end it. And lots of times these women are scared, like about the economy. That's a legit fear. Or they just don't think they have options. Or they're worried for a variety of different reasons. Do you know what causes scared women to choose life? Almost universally. It's over 90% success rate when she hears that heartbeat in the ultrasound. Preborn gives that to women free of charge. Hey, young lady, no. You don't, before you make the final decision, just come for an ultrasound, no charge to you. They sit down, they hear that heartbeat. There's something God does in people's hearts, and they choose life. It costs $28. You have $28 to save a life? You will save a life with it. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. $28 saves a life. $140 saves 5 of them, but look, just save one if that's all you can do. $28. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? And do, more importantly than that, do remember to keep Nick in your prayers tonight. Prayers matter, all right? Especially situations like that. Imagine how scared he was. You could hear it in his voice. Prayers matter. Pray for him. Jomie, Tennessee, go.
I'll gladly pay those bills for Nick to have that, by the way. but I have a conspiracy theory of my own. I don't think Donald Trump is actually going to announce his candidacy for the 2024 election. However, I do believe, and I've said this for a year, that he is actually going to announce that Ivanka will be who's running for president. Maybe I'm stupid, but I don't know. Something in my gut says that's what's going to happen in the Trump administration.
No, I don't know. I don't agree with you, but I don't think that's stupid. I don't think that's stupid at all. Ivanka, as much as I very much dislike her politics and really dislike her husband, Ivanka is still an extremely accomplished, impressive human being and an ambitious human being, and I could see her maybe giving that a try, so I won't say that's stupid, but do remember Ivanka is a Democrat. I'm not even trying to dog on her. I have more fun dogging on Kushner because he was the real problem. But the thing with Trump is Trump, like all people, values loyalty. Well, Trump got screwed over by everyone around him. The people around him are just all snakes all the time. Everyone left the White House in 15 minutes and wrote a book talking about how bad he sucked. Ivanka never would do that, right? Ivanka's his daughter. So that's a big part of the reason why he leans on Ivanka and Jared, because he's the son-in-law, for advice, which would be fine, except they're both freaking Democrats who were screwing over you and me with Trump's agenda the whole time. That's a big deal. Now, I don't know the family dynamic, nor is it my business, but I like Trump Jr. I love Trump Jr. Now, full disclosure, I know Trump Jr. a little bit. I guess I might as well throw you out there, but he's our people, man. I love me some Trump Jr. Forget Ivanka. Let's get Trump Jr. out there. Ernie, Tennessee, go.
Thank you, and thank you for your response to the guy with the pregnant wife. It makes my day. And the other thing I want to say is I've been a Trump supporter since before he was ever nominated. I was selling his shirts before then, and I still sell them today, and I sell the flags, and I fly them every day. And luckily, I live in Tennessee, and probably 85% of the people that come by me or stop or whatever are Trump fans. But there are a few people in this world, Jesse Kelly, I don't know where they get their politics thoughts or beliefs at. I mean, it is out of this world. I don't know where they get them or what, but
Ernie, I'm up against the end of it, so I'll get back to that in just a moment. But just remember, always protect yourself out there. You're wearing American flags, Trump flags, Republican flags. We got some vicious communists in this country. We'll get back to that and schools in a moment.
This is an iHeart podcast.